All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by Double E TV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, man. New week, new music. Excited to talk about it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. All right, we'll start it off with Kalila Raven. Incredible project. Personality-wise, I don't know much about her, so I'm not going to say that she would, you know, compare in that area with Santa Gold, because Santa Gold is very kind of out there with her personality, but that's what drew me to her and her music. But from a production standpoint and a vibe, they're just kind of similar, in my opinion. I thought this album was very well done. The vibe of it was just incredible. She's an incredible vocalist, and the content is just very easy to hear and digest. I like the whole aesthetic of it. It's kind of got like a electronica dance music vibe to it. Highlights for me would be Washed Away, Fire Track, Happy Ending, Let It Go, Missed Call, Raven, Bruises. That track is fire, and Divorce. But man, incredible project, and she did her thing on it. I see that she has some previous projects as well. So I get some time. I'm going to kind of go through her discography and check out some other content from her.
Highlights for me would be Washed Away. Great song. Happy Endings. I love that beat. Whole vibe of the song. Feels good. On the Run. Fire. Love that song. Closure. Contact. Bruises, as you said, is a really, really good song. Sorbet and Enough for Love. Well done, project is excellent.
Yeah, shout out to her, man. You guys definitely check out Raven. This is an incredible album. Next up, man, we got Nia Archive, Sunrise, Bang Your Head Against the Wall EP. Man, this is she is, I don't even know anything about her, but this thing here was, it was incredible, man. She is an amazing artist. Highlights for me would be That's the Way Life Goes, Fire Track, No Need to Be Sorry. I like that one a lot. Call Me featuring Maverick, I think it's Sabri, Fire Track as well. And So Tell Me, man. But she put together a great EP. I think it's 5 or 6 tracks on here, but every song on here is fire, to be honest with you. Incredible project.
Yeah, man, I co-sign everything you just said. Fire project. I think it's about 6 tracks. Now, the first track, when I heard it, is like strong and intense drum and bass sound. And I'm thinking, man, what have I got this into for listening to? And then they got the song too, and I was like, okay. And then they got to the next song, and I was like, okay, I see what's going on here. Yeah. But I love, like, the R&B vibe over the drum and bass. Like, that's new for me. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got that with Kalila and the Nia Archives. It'd be kind of interesting to see them collab, possibly. Yeah. But highlights for me, like you said, incredible project. Mm-hmm. Highlights for me, That's the Way Life Goes. No Need to Be Sorry, Call Me featuring Maverick Sabre. Or Sabri, So Tell Me, Fire. This one kind of had like a almost like an alternative rock vibe, but with drum and bass. It was crazy. Fire track. And Conveniency, I really like just the writing on that and just the whole vibe of that track. So this is an incredible project. Definitely one of the better EPs of the year, one of the better R&B projects of the year. So y'all definitely check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, man, we got your boy, Red Veil, Playing With Fire. I'll let you start this one off.
Red Veil, Playing With Fire. In my notes, I got 6 tracks of fire, but I expected nothing less. I'm a big Red Veil fan. I have nothing negative to say about him or his music. I thought this was well produced. This is a little more fun than Learn to Swim. I think Learn to Swim had more of a kind of serious vibe to it, but this one's a little more fun. But the production and the whole vibe of the project reflects that. So highlights for me, Gift Bag, Black Enough featuring JPEG Mafia, FTG featuring Mech Delewitt, Captain, and PWF. I love them all. Fire.
Yeah, it's fire project, man. My highlights would be Stuck. Gift Bag is crazy. Black Enough featuring JPEG Mafia and Captain. But I mean, man, for him to be like 18, man, he is like so ahead of his time, man. I can't imagine what type of music this guy would be doing in 12 to 15 years. He's different.
I agree, man.
Yeah. Next up, we got Nimlo and Static Selector from The Horse's Mouth. You know, we've seen a couple of the visuals from this particular project already that we've already talked about. But yeah, he delivered, man. He put together, you know, a condensed album. I thought he did the right thing putting just 9 songs on here. All of them were pretty well done. Highlights for me would be A Kid from the Town featuring Currency, fire track. Money Machine was crazy. I like that track a lot. Somebody else has a song called Money Machine we'll talk about also. Fire song. Crystal Controls featuring Rome Streets. I thought Rome Streets went crazy. And then also Ice Jackets featuring Terminology, Planet Asia, and Bun B. I thought Bun B went crazy on here. But yeah, fire project, man. You know, I look forward to hearing some more music from Nimlo. But Static is a beast, man.
No, thanks. Nimlo and Static Selector, man, fire production, fire raps, bars on top of bars. It's a 9-pack. I love it, man. Highlights for me, Shark Fin. I love The Game featuring Dave East. Money Machine is fire. Kid from the Town featuring Currency, we covered that previously. Crystal Controls featuring Rome Streets, I think we covered that previously as well. Fire. Ice Jackets, is that the one with Terminology and Bun B? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's fire as well. And I like Palawan Don as well. So yeah, this is a very well done project. Excellent production. And them low, man, like, I promise you, he can rap. This is my first full project from him. I really, really just got put on to him from the A Kid from the Town track. That's my first time hearing it. But bro's got bars, so check him out.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And shout out to Bun B, man. Bun B, every time I've been hearing him lately, he's been snapping, man.
Nah, facts.
Yeah. Next up, man, we got Swiss Beats and Mass Appeal Hip Hop 50 Volume 2. Volume 1 came out last year, produced by DJ Premier. I like this project. I don't love it. I like it. I don't love it. But, you know, I thought Swiss production was pretty impressive on here. I just didn't like all the songs on here. Not that everybody didn't like execute, but I don't know. It was just kind of maybe not as cohesive to me as the one with Premiere, but you know, both of them are solid projects. Highlights for me would be Runaway featuring Nas, Take 'Em Out featuring Jadakiss, Benny the Butcher, and Scarlip. As a matter of fact, I think Scarlip was on Instagram with Timberland earlier today. And then I think it's called Callous, this song here featuring Jay Electronica. Jay went off, man. He went off. It's one of the better songs on the album. But like I say, the production was good. I don't know, maybe it was just something kind of missing for me to kind of say I love this project. But overall, it was solid, though.
No, I'm right there with you. 6 tracks. It's dope on, you know, some hip-hop type stuff, you know. But I kind of, I'm right there with you. Like, I like it. It's maybe a little something missing though for me being able to say I love it. I thought that there were some highlights on here production wise from Swiss and definitely some great rapping from the features. Highlights from me, I have a Runaway featuring Nas, this right here featuring Lil Wayne, Take 'Em Out featuring Jadakiss, Benny the Butcher, and Scarlett. And I think I don't know if that's Kalas or Callus or Kalas featuring J Electronica, fire track.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys definitely check that out. I'm sure more and more stuff will be dropping this year, you know, as far as the Hip Hop 50. Next up, man, we got Lord Banks, Chorus of the Inevitable Part 3. Man, you know, I went into this one because last year when we did our top list, I had Lord Banks, I think, at number 3. So I had, like, high hopes for this one. I have nothing negative to say about this project at all. I don't know if it's as good as the last one. I don't know. I've only heard it one time. I have to give it a couple more listens to say it's better than 2. So that's a little much of a stretch for me to say right now. But incredible project, man. Highlights for me would be Money Machine. And let me say one more thing too about this project before I go through the highlights. His storytelling is just great. I mean, you know, you're gonna get the punchlines with Lord Banks, but he really told some great stories on here. Money Machine is a highlight for me. Cliffhanger, fire. 101 Razors featuring Method Man, fire. Money Scenes, we talked about that one already. I like that a lot. Red Alert featuring 38 Speech and Tony Yayo, great track. Keys to Success, Invisible. And then Daddy's Little Girl, I thought he did a good job on there talking about his daughter and, you know, the love and support he have for her. But great project, man. And like we said earlier, Lord Banks with these 3 albums has been on a great run.
No, facts, man. Man, 16 tracks of grimy New York hip hop fire. You know, that's what I've been missing. And I think that's what the game's been missing for a while, and I think he delivered that. I agree with your synopsis on whether or not you feel like it's better than Course of the Inevitable 2. Mm-hmm. I would go ahead and say I don't think it's better than 2, but that's not a knock on this album by any means. I think it's a great project, but I think 2's a little better. Mm-hmm. And I think 2 might have been shorter by maybe a few songs, too.
Yeah.
But anyways, highlights for me would be Money Machine, Cliffhanger, 101 Razors featuring Method Man, Movie Scenes, Open Gates, Voices, Automatic Pilot featuring Dave East and Votto Aspire, Keys to Success, Daddy's Little Girl, and Showers. So, yeah, really enjoyed this project. Dope. Definitely a top rap album of the year for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Shout out to Lord Banks. Next up, man, we got Zombie Juice, Love Without Conditions. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay, Zombie Juice, Love Without Conditions. This is dope. I really love the whole vibe of this. I think the vibe is probably the thing that I enjoyed the most about this project, to be honest. Great production, great rapping, but I think it was just very cohesive from a vibe perspective. And I don't know how easy that is to do, you know, from an artist perspective, especially for, you know, guys these days. But I thought that he executed that well.
Mm-hmm.
Highlights for me, Melancholy, Hakari, we covered that on the pod before, Dizzy featuring the Underachievers, Turpulation featuring Currents, Fire, Crazy Fire, Hoots, Dr. Miami, and Alto featuring Devin the Dude and Ray Khalil. I really enjoyed that track a lot. Fire.
Yeah, Devin went off. As you mentioned, Turpulation featuring Currency, Fire. Currency went crazy on there, man. Dizzy featuring the Underachievers. I love that one. Dr. Miami featuring Michi Darko, fire track. Fly with, I think it's Jay Gray. And then Alto, as you said, with Devin the Dude. I thought Devin went crazy, man. It was good to hear him. It's the first time I heard Devin in a while, but he's still sharp.
Thanks. And yeah. Appreciate you mentioning the shout out of those features by Michi and the other guy, Jay.
Yeah, Jay Gray. I think it's Gray, Grrey.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Jay Gray. Or it could be Gree. I'm not sure. Yeah. But yeah, shout out to them though. Yeah, but yeah, great project, man. I love what Zombie Juice did on here, man. It's fire. Sure, next man. Up, we got Logic and C-Dot Castro with Half Breed 3. Man, this was it 3P, I think. But this EP is fire, man. You know, Logic, he's different, man. I was looking at him on Instagram for a few minutes last week. He was kind of going through beats and stuff, but he's an incredible writer. I thought him and C-Dot had a great chemistry, even though it's just a three-piece, but every song on here is fire. But I think I like Vroom Vroom and Game 6 probably more than the second track, but fire. Yeah, everybody should definitely check it out and support, you know, what Logic's trying to do.
Bro, I co-sign everything you just said. My notes say three-pack, dope, well-produced. Logic and C-Dot Castro have great chemistry, and my highlights was Groove and Game 6. And just like you said, I wasn't crazy about the second track. It was cool. But yeah. Dope project.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Next up, man, we got L. Michelle's Affair and Black Thought, Glorious Game. I'll let you start this one off.
Yeah, man. Smooth. So smooth. Great production, fire rapping from Black Thought. What more do you expect, though? Right. Incredible project. Highlights for me, Grateful, Glorious Game featuring Kirby, Holloway, Protocol, The Weather, That Girl, Alone, and Alter Ego. Incredible tracks.
Yeah. I was listening to this, and somebody heard it. It was asking, like, what's the name of that? So I told him about it. And so definitely, you know, definitely want to see more and more people check this one out. And then I saw a picture of L. Michelle's Affair the other day. So I'll probably check them out as well and see what other type of production that they're doing for other artists. But him and Black Thought had a great chemistry. Black Thought sounded incredible on these beats. You know, it's Black Thought, so you already know elite lyricism there. Highlights for me would be Glorious Game, featuring Kirby, fire track. Holloway, I like that one a lot. That Girl, Alone, Miracle, and Alter Ego featuring Brain Story. But incredible track, man. Incredible project, rather. And we got Cheat Codes last year, and then we got this one this year, man. So he come out with something next year, man. He'll be like on that Nas, Lloyd Banks type of run. So it's a great, great project.
No, facts. Yeah. Nas, Lloyd Banks, Talib. Yeah. It's a couple of folks on very strong runs right now. And he's definitely putting his name in the hat with this project. Alone and Alter Ego are very great tracks, too. Yeah. Specifically, those really stood out to me. Yeah. Fire project.
Yeah, definitely. And last but not least, we got G Perico and DJ Drama Hotshot. Man, I was listening to this one. I was at the gym. I was like, you know, voice wise, it kind of put me in like an Eazy-E type of bag a little bit, you know, the way his voice sounded, or maybe like a young Quick or something. But yeah, dude's got some talent, man. I thought he did a good job on there. Definitely, you know, very West Coast driven project, but I think he executed a great project. Maybe one or two songs a little too long, but it was fire though. Highlights for me would be Still Independent. I love that track. I like Action. Ass G4. That may be my favorite song on here. He went crazy on there. No Do-Overs was a fire track. And Rap Life. But yeah, man. And what is this? Okay, we're almost in May. And DJ Drama's got quite a few out, man. Cash Doll, his project, this one. Maybe somebody I'm missing. But, you know, Drama's already cooking as well, man. So it's a great project.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about his contributions to Call Me If You Get Lost, the estate sale.
That's right. That's
right. Probably what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Drama's definitely been doing some work, so shout out to him. Yeah, this project's fire, man. Best G Perico work I've heard to this date. 13 tracks. I thought it was great, man. Yeah. Highlights for me: Stay Independent, Ask, G4, fire, German Engineering, fire to me. Yeah. Everything featuring RJ, Mr. LA. I really like that one. Rap Life, Mind, Body, Soul, Therapy, and Karma. I like those last three specifically because it kind of showed you a different side of him. You know, opening up, talk, kind of showing a little bit of, I guess, what some people would call vulnerability. So I like it. I thought it was very well done. His best project that I've heard today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, shout out to him, man. You guys definitely check that out.
Thanks.
All right, Mike, what we got for our singles, man?
All right, so we got this singles list now. So we'll start it off with Justin Martin, Hurt Before. This is fire. Mm-hmm. I like it. Great vocals. It's very relatable. I think it's an acoustic guitar joint as well, but fire. I love
it. Yeah, I co-signed with you, man. She's incredible. First time I've ever even heard anything from her, but I like the groove of it. I thought vocals sounded great. Great vibe. I definitely look forward to checking out more music from her. It's a nice, very nice track.
I agree, man. Next, we got Red Veil with Captain. Fire, we talked about it. We covered Playing With Fire. Incredible track. Shout out to Red Veil.
Fire, man. Nothing to add. Fire.
Next, we have Dizzy Wright with When the Hate Come. This is my first time hearing from Dizzy in a minute. You know, he used to be with Funk Volume, Hops and Jaron Benton, you know, that whole crew. And this is the first track I heard from him in a while, but it's nice to see that he still got it. I really enjoyed this. I think this is fire.
Cosign. That's fire, man. I love the whole makeup of the whole song, man. It's fire.
Thanks. Next, we got Fuego Bass featuring Benny the Butcher and OT The Real with The Warehouse. This is pretty good. I enjoyed it. You know, Griselda style type beat, you know. It's a lot of coke rap, but you know what I'm saying? It's good. Right. I like it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. Yeah, it's definitely pretty, you know, pretty cool track, you know. I think two of the guys I don't know too much about, but you know, all of them went crazy and had some nice verses though.
Thanks. Next we got Deontay Hitchcock with Whoa. I'll let you start this
one. This is fire, man. I like this. I liked it. I thought he went crazy. You know, I think the cool thing when we do these lists, a lot of times I can check out the videos and stuff and kind of beyond the song and just kind of see what the vision of what they're trying to do. But I love the song. I thought it was a fire track.
I agree. Cosign 100%. One of the best tracks I've heard all year. I love it.
Yeah.
Next, we have Trap Terrell with Dirty Talk featuring Chanel Nicole. I'll let you start this one too.
I thought it was all right. You know, it wasn't, it's not bad, but, you know, I don't love it, but I thought it was decent though. I mean, the bars are there and stuff, but maybe just something's kind of missing from the track, but you know, overall, I kind of get what they were trying to do with it or whatever. So it was okay.
Yeah, I got cool in my notes. I like Trap Terrell a lot. He does more like storytelling type tracks. I think that's what he's more mainly known for. So this is kind of a different vibe for him. More so, you know, something that could be, I guess, more commercial than maybe some of the storytelling tracks that he's got. But I thought this was really dope. And Trap Terrell is a dope artist, so y'all check him out for sure. But this is cool. Not my favorite from him. But this was definitely cool. It's not bad.
Wow.
Next, we got Wiz Khalifa with Why Not, Not Why. I'll let you start. I know Wiz is your guy.
Yeah, I love it, man. You know, it's Wiz, so fire, man. I like this one. He got another song out with Snoop, too. Fire, man. I don't know if Wiz got like an EP coming or project or something, man. But he's definitely been dropping a lot of stuff lately. But yeah, I like the track though.
No, I like it too. You know, I like the flip on the hook, the why not why. I like that. That's pretty fire.
Yeah.
It kind of just the whole concept of that I thought was dope. So yeah, shout out to Wiz.
Yeah, shout out to Wiz.
Next, we got K Michelle and Gloss Up with Wherever the D May Land. I guess this is this week's NLE Chopper and Sexy Red. Which slugged me out this week, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll let you start. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think K Michelle is talented. But I don't know. I don't know if I love this one or the one before. I really don't love either one of these songs. I mean, that she can sing, so that's not like the issue. It's not about the singing, and plus I'm a guy, so maybe, you know, her audience is just for somebody else instead of me, which is fine. You know, obviously it is, because you know I don't want to be listening to a song like this anyway. But she did all right. You know the video is cool or whatever, but. I'm not crazy about it. I've heard better songs from her.
I agree. I definitely have heard better songs from her. It's funny. The song's cool. Hey, but that part where she rapped towards the end, though, she kind of snapped, though. Mm-hmm. I got to give her that.
Yeah,
fire.
Definitely.
I got to give her that. That was fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shout out to her on that. But the song's funny, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool.
Right.
Next, we got Jaleel with Wicked. This is okay, man. Kind of like XXX, kind of, or even maybe somebody else that we listened to this year. I can't remember. Maybe it was Yeet. I don't know. Kind of in that kind of vein, maybe.
Yeah.
It's cool, but, you know, nothing I would see myself coming back to, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a minute. But still, I mean, it was somebody else who had a one-minute song last week. They had like the little, you know, with the movie sign thing. He went crazy in that minute. Yeah, I mean, this one's okay. I mean, he had a lot of fun in it and stuff, and that was cool. I just had to hear some other songs from him. This is like my first song hearing from him. It's not bad, but it's nothing crazy though.
Well, I think we heard one song with him before. I want to say that was him and Armani White, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, probably it was.
Yeah. I think they had a joint that we listened to maybe like a month and a half or so ago.
Okay.
But yeah, it was cool though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Next we got Gloss Up with Lala. It's cool. I don't think it was bad. I didn't think it was like spectacular, but it's cool.
Yeah, I agree. It's cool. It's not bad.
Okay, next we got a T Grizzly and Skilla Baby with Drop the Low. Side.
Yeah, same. I've heard a lot better from T Grizzly. Yeah.
Facts. Big facts. Next we got OGZ mm-hmm. featuring Tyga with Chrome Hearted. Once again, it's okay. It's cool.
Yeah, I agree. It's cool. I mean, it's good to hear from Tyga. I ain't heard nothing from him in a while, but yeah, it was okay though. It's not bad, but it's not spectacular either.
Yeah, it wasn't trash by any means, but it's cool.
Yeah.
504 and Hot Sauce. This is cool. I've heard a lot more 5EO songs that I like more than this. It's probably, and this is not a knock, but on the scale of 5EO songs that I've heard, this is probably on the lower end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. It was cool. That's what I wrote. I thought it was okay. It's not bad. I like the beat, but I don't know. Something's just kind of missing, but it was cool, though.
I feel it. Next, we got NLE Chopper with Talk Different. This is good. I like this a lot. This is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote dope, man. I thought it was dope. I thought it was At first, I wrote cool and I scratched it out because I kept listening. It's like, okay, he's going off and he's definitely wilding out with his dancing and stuff. But yeah, it's a cool video, man. I kind of like it. You know, I like it.
Yeah, thanks. It's definitely better. It's definitely more palatable for me to Let Me Out. So
right.
Yeah. Next, who we got? Young Blue and Chris Brown with Distant Lover. For me, bro, I like Chris Brown's part. Young Blue was cool. Chris Brown really made this song to me, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a good song, you know. But yeah, I agree. I thought Chris definitely, you know, did his thing on here. But yeah, but I thought overall, you know, lyric video or visualizer type video. But I thought they executed. I thought the song was pretty cool.
Agreed. I thought it definitely was executed well.
Yeah.
Chris definitely made the song for me, though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I would like to hear something else from Young Blue. Maybe I can get a better feel for him as an artist then. But right. We'll see how that fares. I'm sure he'll have something that we'll cover in the near future.
Yeah.
Next, we got Georgia Smith with Try Me. This is fire. I got fire emoji.
Fire. This is this song is crazy, man. It's fire. It's definitely fire.
I really hope. Yeah, man. I really hope we get a Georgia Smith album this year. If we do, I could definitely see that being on my top R&B albums. Like, I love Georgia Smith's music, so she's dope.
Yeah.
Next, we got Arlo Parks with Blades. I'll let you start.
Fire. I like it. I wrote fire, man.
Yeah, very dope song. I thought the vibe was dope. Cool video, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different colors and stuff, you know, vibrant in that aspect. So I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Next, we got Post Malone with Chemical. I'll let you start.
It's pretty dope. I mean, you know, Post makes some cool music, man. I mean, even though sometimes he'd be wilding out with, you know, some of his concerts and stuff. But I don't know. You know, Post is Post. But I like this song, though. I thought it was cool. And, you know, Post Malone is one of those guys kind of like Drake. They're going to make you like the song because you're going to hear it 1,000 times. So, you know, but on first listen, I thought it was pretty cool, though.
I mean, it was cool. I guess it, once again, it kind of harkens back to what I was talking about with, you know, rappers and pop singers. I mean, I know that's kind of like his bag, but, you know, it was cool. That's just not really my vibe of music for real, though, I guess. Right. But I didn't think it was terrible, but it's cool.
Right. Hey, one thing about him, though, that song Circles that he had, man, they still play that on the radio. It's like almost 3 years old, man. So, you know, his music gets a lot of airplay, man.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I mean, hey. I'll be the first to tell you, you know, just because I might not agree with something don't mean that it ain't good to other people or don't mean that it don't get airplay. So, you know. But next, we got Kodak Black with No Love for a Thug. This is all right to me, man. I've heard a lot better Kodak stuff in recent memory. This is just cool.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from the execution standpoint. I was listening to what he was saying. I guess it's what about his son or something like that. You know, so he's a little bit more transparent in this song than some of his other stuff. So I give him a fire emoji for it. Like I said, I'm trying to get a little bit more open minded with some of the auto tune stuff, and it's kind of funny you put him on the list this week because I was just listening to him Friday night. I was just trying to open up my palate a little more and listen to some other stuff that I'm not accustomed to listening to. So I was, you know, going down Kodak's bag and his discography and, you know, so I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I definitely agree with your take. And I like the vulnerability. I like the openness, you know, of the track. I just think maybe overall, you know, it could have been a little bit tighter. Right. But, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, and 5 minutes is a long time.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Nick, We got Zoe West with Don't Give Up. I'll let you start.
Fire.
I agree, fire. Now, this is poppy, very, very poppy. But mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? This works, though.
Yeah.
And I'm not against pop music, by the way.
Yeah.
I just prefer my pop artists to be pop artists. Next, we got I guess we got somebody that kind of breaks that mold coming up next, because we got SZA featuring Doja Cat with Kill Bill. This is fire.
Mm-hmm.
I love Doja Cat's verse. I love what SZA did with it. The melody is fire. Incredible track. And you know, SZA's joint dropped at the end of last year. And since we do calendar year to calendar year, we may need to go back and check out that SZA joint too.
Yeah. Yeah, I co-sign everything you said, man. Fire. Fire.
Yeah. Doja Cat is the only pop singer / rapper that I like her. We'll just say that. Next, I got Hot Boy featuring Polo G with WTF Remix. Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
It was cool. I mean, everybody was real amped up in the video. I mean, I guess he's locked up or whatever. And, you know, the fans and the people in the video want him to come home and everything. And so, you know, I pray the best for his situation. But, you know, the song was cool, though. It was cool.
I co-signed 100%. So, next, we have Miles with Advantage. This is dope. Mm-hmm. Kind of got some Sleepy Brown vibes on this. Not as good as the last song, but I really enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you just said. It's fire.
Next, we have Doughboy and Dage Loaf with Roll the Dice. I like Dage's part. This is dope. Doughboy, my first time hearing him, I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, same here. Same here. Yeah, I wasn't, you know, we did the Melodies from Heaven last week. I wasn't as crazy about that one, but I like this one, though.
No, I feel it. Next, we got Venna featuring Nux, Misty. This is cool. I really like this. Dope mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. Cool bars. I like, there's one line he says something like, I take a picture with your sister and make her say, oh, brother, I like that. That's funny to me. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And Zena, I think, is a British artist, a UK artist as well. So definitely getting, you know, some UK artists in on here too. So shout out to him and Nux. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, same here, man. It's a dope track.
Next, we got NBA Youngboy featuring The Kid LAROI and Post Malone with What You Say. I'll let you start.
Hey, all three of these guys are very popular. When I visited Mom's Spaghetti for the first time, next door to it is one of the theaters in Detroit, and they all the people just got out of the Kid LAROI concert, so he's got a big fan base. I thought he did a great job on this track, and Post as well, and NBA too. It was a cool track. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's pretty interesting for the collaboration to come together with those three, not kind of who you would expect to see him collaborate with, but I thought they executed pretty well.
No, thanks. Very interesting collab. Wouldn't have seen that. It kind of reminds me of that Don Toliver and Justin Bieber or the James mm-hmm. Blake, you know, track. Like,
yeah.
Just kind of, I wouldn't see those coming. But it works, though. The Kid LAROI snapped on this, bro. Like, he snapped. Like, I definitely thought he was the best part of this song.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him on that. Next, we got Bree Runaway and Khalid with Be The One. It's pretty good. You know, dope R&B track. Nothing like, you know, crazy fire, but it's pretty good.
I agree 100%. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I mean, you know, with Khalid, though, you probably expect something crazy, though. But this one was cool, though. It's like room temperature.
Agreed. Facts. Next, we got Moneybagg Yo with Motion God. Fire. I got nothing negative to say about Moneybagg. Fire track.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
Next, we got Ian Dior with Start Again. This is fire, bro. Way better than the track that we covered last week. I love this. And I love the kind of alternative rock vibe. The subject matter was cool. Mm-hmm. I could kind of see maybe Kenny or Red Veil, possibly even a Vic Mensa on a track like this. So this was fire. I like it.
I agree 100%. Probably one of my favorite tracks of the week, man. Fire.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Next, we got Killer Mike featuring LP and Thank You, Good Sir with Don't Let the Devil. Yeah, Don't Let the Devil. Mm-hmm. I'll let you start.
I thought it was cool. I mean, it's, you know, Killer Mike is incredible lyricist. And I get the message of the song. But yeah, I thought it was cool, though.
Yeah, I like this, man. I like it a lot. I thought LP snapped fire. I thought they both snapped.
Yeah.
Next, we got T Grizzly and Skilla Baby, B&E Part 1. It's a cool back and forth storytelling track, so that's cool. Subject matter is meh, but you know what I'm saying? It's a cool track. It's better than the other one that we covered.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that one. Yeah, I thought this one was still kind of cool, though. So, you know, but I have, you know, the bar set really high for T Grizzly. So, yeah, I know he can come a lot harder.
Yeah, I think the back and forth, them going back and forth in the storytelling aspect,
yeah, was definitely
really the parts of this track for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Next, we got Belly with American Nightmare. I know Belly's your guy, so I'll let you start.
Yeah, I thought this is a pretty cool project, man. Pretty cool song, rather. I know Hit Boy did it. I saw some videos of them in the studio cooking and everything. So I like it. I like the concept. I like the video. I thought he executed well.
I got fire emojis. I think that's fire, man. I love that track.
Yeah.
Fire production. I thought Belly rapped well. Fire wrapped his tail off. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we got XB featuring John Connor with The Sin, produced by Mike Summers. I'll let you start.
Not as good as the other one with the video game cover on it, but I still thought it was a great track. I thought John went off. Maybe the production wasn't as strong on here, so I couldn't like love this song, but I still liked it though. I thought it was a cool track though.
Yeah, for sure. First time covering XV on the pod, so that was dope. I know my cousin's a big XV fan.
Yeah.
I thought his verse was good. Connor snapped, you know, doing tracks with John Connor is really like, you know what I'm saying? It's like pick your poison for real, because bro is fire. So, like, you know, you better come with it if you're going to do a song with John Connor. That's all I'm like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, I like him.
Yeah, definitely. He's someone, John Connor and Joey guys, I go back to years ago on Shade 45, but incredible, man.
Yeah, big facts. Next, we got Kane with High Beams. I'll let you start.
Yeah, this is different. Now, this is different from anything that he's done. And he's still executed. You know, I thought this was fire. You know, even though it was like way left from the other tracks, but fire. Fire emojis.
Agreed. Fire, vibey, you know what I'm saying? Kind of singy hook, but definitely fire. I like it.
Yeah.
Next, we have IDK with Mr. Police. This is fire, fire, fire. Love the vibe, production. It's relevant, thought-provoking. I love it.
Yeah, I co-sign with it. It's fire, man.
Next, we got Marlon Craft with World Champ. Now, this is a live Wit Band production music video. Mm-hmm. And the first time I've seen one of those in a while. So I thought, you know, that was dope in itself. Perfect live performance music video, great crowd interaction, great rapping. I thought it was dope.
Yeah, I co-sign with you. Kind of puts me in the mindset of when King Crooked did Shea Cotton fire. But yeah, I love this whole aesthetic. I thought Marlon just did a great job, man. It was fire.
Big facts. Shout out to Marlon Craft. Next, we have The Weeknd featuring Future with Double Fantasy. I'll let you start.
Yeah, it's fire. It's fire. I mean, it's first time I heard something from The Weeknd in a second. You know, I love this album from last year. I thought it was one of the better projects of the year. But yeah, it's fire, man. It's fire. I thought he went off. Believe it or not, Future snapped on here, man. So I like it, man. The whole video and everything that they did on here, I thought was great.
I co-signed 100%. Great song. I like Future's verse. I'm not even a big Future fan, but I thought Future snapped.
Yep.
Great song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next, we got Latrell James with Coat Hanger. Man, this is fire. Crazy beat, fire bars. Crazy. I love it.
Fire, fire, fire. Yep.
Okay, next we got Lloyd Banks with Invisible. Now, I'll let you start. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, this is off the album. I love it. I thought the video was great. Yeah, fire. I don't really have anything to add, man. I thought it was dope track.
Yeah, it's good. It's cool. Not my favorite track from the album by any means, but I definitely think it's a good song.
Okay.
Next, we have Lotto with Put It On The Flow. I'll let you start this one, too.
It's definitely not fantasy. It's not fantasy. No, not fantasy. What was it?
Lottery.
Lottery. It's not lottery.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool. I've heard better from her, but it's not bad. You know, I know what she's, you know, I know where she's going. I know she's got like a lot of talent. It may grow on me, but you know, off the first listen, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I like the beat. It's a good beat.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you, though. It's not the vibe that I was expecting coming off of Lottery.
Yeah.
So she kind of really switched up the vibe on me. But the dope, it's a dope video. She looked to be having fun in the video. Yeah. And like I said, it's a good beat. I could see, you know, this getting some play in clubs and in different scenarios like that. I think it's cool. Definitely, you know, not necessarily gonna get as much, you know, it's not gonna get the crossover appeal that a record like Lottery's gonna get, but you know, this will definitely get a lot more play on urban stations, I guess. So
right.
Next we got Jay Worthy, Rock Marciano, and Bun B with Underground Legend. This is fire, sample based track, kind of Griselda style beat. Bun B went crazy. I love it.
Bars. Yep, bars, man. Bars.
Okay, next we got Mike Dimes featuring Big X the Plus and Max O'Cream, Off the Porch. Once again, fire. Mike Dimes was flow on this track is fire. Max O'Cream snapped. Fire track.
I co-sign with him. Fire track.
Next we have Armani White featuring ASAP Ferg, Silvertooth. The beat's crazy. Got the little Bow Wow Take Me Home sample, which is fire. I thought that was crazy. Good bars from Armani. Ferg's Tory Lanez dad line was hilarious, but it was dope too. I like it. It's a dope track.
Okay. I couldn't really get into this one, man. I have to go back and listen to it again, but I couldn't really kind of vibe with it. I was okay. It's not trash by any means. I just thought the beat was just kind of different, but it was cool. It was cool.
I feel it. Next, we have Sylvan LaQue featuring Xavier Omar, Distractions. I'll let you start.
Fire. Fire. This got to be probably in the top three or four songs of the week. Incredible. Incredible.
I agree. Fire beat, dope content, very relatable. Fire. And lastly, Lil Jon, E-40, Da Boy, and P-Lo with What We On. You can take it.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I like the video, but the song, yeah, it was cool. I mean, that's fine. That's Lil Jon's sound, you know. I thought the beat was pretty cool. I mean, but I don't know. I don't know if I love the song, but it's not bad. You know, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought the beat was dope. Video, like you said, it was fun. Mm-hmm. E40 snapped.
Yeah,
E40's verse was crazy.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but by the way, shout out to E40, man. He did a song with Gremlin. You heard that song?
Oh, I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, okay. You got to check that one out, man. He's got like the Gremlin band behind him. He's snapping on that one. That's fire, man. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, I know he got kicked out of the Sacramento Kings Stadium and he went back to Oracle. That showed him a lot of love, man. So shout out to E40.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Great list, man. You know, we had a lot of good albums and some fire music, man. This Distractions joint, though, man. That joint was crazy, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of good stuff this week, man. I thought that Silver and the Q fact track was very dope as well.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Mike Dimes joint. Latrell James coat hanger is crazy.
Yep.
IDK Mr. Police. I like the Kane track.
Yeah.
Georgia Smith. A lot of good stuff. SZA and Doja Cat. A lot of good stuff this week, man.
Yeah, Ian Dore. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Great list, man. Give everybody your social media, Mike.
Yes, sir. That's M1C underscore CH3CK, and that's on IG.
All right. I'm on IG as well at Terrence Hill the Great. Also, you can find me on Facebook at Terrence Hill, and I have two YouTube pages, Terrence Hill Music, as well as In the Hills. You guys be sure to leave a comment. And also, you can listen to this podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast as well. We appreciate you guys for vibing with us, and we'll see you on the very next episode. Take care.